Now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane after a couple of games from this past week, and a couple more coming up later this week as you guys aren't completely out of the woods yet. A couple of losses starting off with the game versus Jackson Heights, 61-32. And coach, this was a rough one. The Cobras, they shot well, and then you said that your team looked a little flat in this one.
We came out actually fairly well the first 2 minutes, and then we just started just going flat. I mean, the girls everyone on the team looked flat pretty much the whole night. And Jackson Heights, they played well. I mean, got to give them credit. They made us play bad too, but we weren't fully engaged the way I hoped that we would be when we got up there. Well, let's put it that way.
Then you guys followed that up with another tough one on Tuesday. That was a 51-38 loss to the team that's currently in first place in the league in Morehead Academy. And coach, in this one, you guys had some foul trouble. You played pretty well on offensively and defensively, but you had some injuries going on as well. Your overall thoughts on this one?
You know, the girls battled hard. We actually played a fairly good game against them. Truthfully, it was a 6 to 8 point ball game. Really all the way to the end. I mean, we started fouling at the end, but we definitely got in foul trouble, and that definitely hurt us. We went, I think a 9-minute stretch where we had four starters sitting on the bench with us and had just our Lex in the middle. That was the only one that was out on the court that was a starter. And then in the first quarter, our point guard ended up fracturing her arm, so that kind of hurt too, that, we weren't planning on that to happen. But, all in all, I thought the girls played well that game. We did. We played well. We just couldn't ever get over the hump of the foul trouble and with Hallie not being able to play, to be honest with you.
And then you guys will take on Pleasant Ridge coming up tonight. And, coach, this is a team that you played earlier this year and dropped a close one, 54-46. And that was not too long ago. That was just 31st, so that was only a few games ago and a couple weeks ago. What are some things that you remember from this game and that you're hoping to change to possibly determine a different outcome?
We played a very good game against Pleasant Ridge the last time we played them. We had our, if you remember right, Lex was sick that game, so we didn't have our post player. But we played a very good ball game that game. And we came up short, of course, by the score, but I remember that they play very good defense. They played very good defense on us. And they shot the ball fairly well. They pounded it inside quite a bit on us that game. So I would expect the same thing. But I think tonight will be a little bit better deal for us since we're going to have our center back. So that'll help us out some for sure.
Yeah, and then you guys will take on McLouth on Friday. And then next week you'll take on Jefferson County North, a big game there as you guys continue to complete this little run here where you're constantly at home. And this is a Jefferson County North team, coach, that's 9-2 in league play, and you're trying to best them here for the first time this season after they beat you guys all the way back in mid-December.
Yeah, that game back in December is a tight ball game. I mean, I don't remember what the score was. Was it, they beat us by 9, I think. It was a good ball game all the way to the last 2 minutes. They're going to be tough. They're always tough. They're well coached. They got nice players. It'll be a tough ball game. I'm glad we're playing them at home because we have not had a lot of home games until this stretch. And every team seems to play a little bit better at home. So hopefully, from here on out, we can get back on track and start winning a few of these ball games. Would probably make everybody feel a little bit better on the team for sure.
No doubt. And you guys will kind of return to a normal schedule of playing on Tuesday and Friday in mid-February and through the rest of the regular season before Substate. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
That was Oskaloosa girls head basketball coach Kevin Lane here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by PFN Realty.